The evidence you just heard about, it all turns out to be nothing. The moment you scratch the surface, the moment you look at it, you understand what really happened, and the state's case blows away like smoke. That fingerprint, for example, which the government lawyer made so much of, you will hear how that fingerprint got there, just as Jacob told the policeman who arrested him the moment he was asked. He found his classmate lying on the ground wounded, and he did what any good person would do. He tried to help. He rolled Ben over to check on him, to see if he was okay, to help him. And when he saw Ben was dead, he did the exact same thing many of us would do. He got scared. He did not want to get involved. He worried that if he told anybody he'd seen the body, let alone touched it, he would become a suspect. He might be accused of something he did not do. Was that the right reaction? Of course not. Does he wish he had been braver and told the truth right from the start? Of course he does. But he is a boy, he is human, and he made a mistake. There's no more to it than that. Don't. He stopped, looked down, considered his next sentence. Don't let it happen twice. One boy is dead. Don't destroy another innocent boy to make up for it. Don't let this case become a second tragedy. We've had enough tragedy already. The first witness was Paula Gianetto, the jogger who discovered the body. I did not know this woman, but I recognized her from around town, from the market or Starbucks or the dry cleaner. Newton is not a small town, but it is divided into several villages, and within these neighborhoods the same faces keep popping up. Oddly, I did not remember seeing her jogging in Cold Spring Park, though apparently we both ran there often around the time of the murder. LeJudas led her through her testimony, which dragged on too long. He was over-thorough, anxious to get from her every last ounce of detail and pathos there was to be got. Ordinarily, for the prosecutor, a funny transformation takes place with the first witness. After standing center stage for his opening statement, the prosecutor now steps out of the spotlight. The focus shifts to the witness, and the rules require the prosecutor to be almost passive in his questions. He steers the witness or prods her along with neutral questions like, "What happened next?" or "What did you see then?" But LeJudas was quite picky about the details he wanted from Paula Gianetto. He kept stopping her to probe about this or that. Jonathan never objected to any of this, since none of the testimony tied Jacob to the murder even remotely. But again, I sensed LeJudas fumbling his case, not by some grand strategic blunder, but inch by inch, in a thousand little ways. Was this wishful thinking? Maybe. I do not pretend to be objective.